Hi, you're listening to YYC Sociables, Calgary's Social Experiences Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Sociables. My job is to make sure you have something fun to look forward to every week. In between these weekly podcasts, get your fix by following me on Instagram at sarah.sociables. Alright, so in this week's episode, I'm talking about all the fun stuff happening in Calgary from Monday, January 18th to the end of the week, which is Sunday, January 24th. Now, before we get into the episode, I want to thank this week's sponsor, and that is Solutions Brewing. So I want to tell you guys a little bit about Solutions Brewing because it's super cool. I didn't know they existed. They're brand new. They're really exciting. They're bursting out on the craft beer scene. I have to tell you guys their backstory. It was created by three friends, Rob, Brendan, and Steven. They had previously just been making beer for themselves, just in small batches, but they decided they wanted to go bigger with it and share their lovely beer recipes with the rest of us. So we're the lucky benefactors of them going bigger with it. Thus, Solutions Brewing was born. So these beers are out in stores now. They've got three different kinds. They've got a blonde, an amber, and a stout. I've tried all three of them. They're all really good. If you're looking for them in stores, the only thing is because these are a hot new beer, they are either sold out at locations or maybe locations aren't even carrying them yet. So if you're looking for them at your local liquor store that you usually go to and you can't find them, make sure you just ask the liquor store owner, manager, whoever's like at the till, if they carry them or if they're going to carry them, and that'll help with the distribution process of getting them out in more stores. But yeah, look for them in the liquor store. They're white cans with these cute little like nerdy stick men on them. That's the thing about Solutions Brewing. I really like their branding because in Calgary, the brewery scene is so saturated right now. I think it's important that breweries take the time to kind of differentiate themselves a little bit. And some of them have definitely done a better job of that than others, like creating their own personality. And I like that Solutions Brewing has their own personality that really shines through and is unique and is not like anything else that is around the area. So yeah, their slogan is no problem, just solutions, which is a fun play on words because beer is a solution in terms of chemistry, and it's also the solution to our problems. So yeah, I just wanted to say thanks again to Solutions Brewing for being the sponsor for this episode, and you guys should definitely look for them in liquor stores. Okay, now on to the main segment. If you're new here, this is where I go over the list of events I post on Instagram every Sunday. This is a curated list of local events handpicked by me because I think they are the best fun things to do in the city. And as you also know, that we are currently in lockdown as we've been for the last month or so. I've really lost track at this point. So these lists have been a little bit not the greatest. I think like one of the benefits that I offer is that I provide like a list of the best stuff, but lately I've just been providing a list of like literally the only stuff. But I think that's still like something that needs to get out there because you guys probably didn't even know these like two, three events were going on. So that's what we're talking about this week, the tiny amount of events that are happening. But there's some good ones, so let's get into it. Revival Brewcade is hosting a trivia and tasting this Saturday, January 23rd at 7 p.m. So how it works is you go on their website and you purchase a mixed pack of their beer for $30. It includes 2 5-ounce glasses with it, so that's kind of a nice touch. And then you get your link to the actual event, so you can participate with that on the Saturday night. You log in and you can listen and, I don't know, guess trivia and enjoy the fun. So I like that Revival Brewcade is trying to keep stuff going. The next thing that I wanted to tell you guys about is Hotels Live shows. So I was telling you about these last week because they had, I think, like 5 or 6 shows coming up, but most of them are sold out. So there is a date this week that still has openings. That's on Thursday for the Guns N' Roses tribute. It's at the Delta Calgary South, and how it works is you purchase a package for about $299 and up because you can get like a more luxury hotel room. So that includes your stay and your concert. That's the whole package. You watch the concert from your hotel room balcony, so you know it's nice and safe. You're not integrating with any sort of crowd whatsoever. It's just you and your housemates in the hotel room. So it's like a safe, fun thing to do, and there's still tickets available. So I think that's going to sell out, very much likelihood, based on the fact that all their other shows are selling out. So if you want tickets for that on Thursday, jump on that ASAP. I'm sure it'll be a really good time. The third thing that I wanted to talk about is the High Performance Rodeo. So this usually happens in January every year. It's usually over 3 weeks where they spread out artists' performances of various kinds and on various venues. So it's just kind of like celebrating local talent. It's really cool and has lots of variety. So what they're doing this year, because it's their 35th anniversary, which is awesome. Good for the High Performance Rodeo, like holy cow. They are profiling 35 artists over a period of about a month on their social media. So a different artist about every day where they showcase that person's art and tell them a little bit about that person's story. So that's a really cool way to support local talent. So if you're interested in that, just go check out at HP Rodeo on Instagram and you can see what those artists are up to. And that's like a neat, easy way to follow what's going on. The fourth suggestion I had here is to plan your Valentine's Day. And you might think, well, Sarah, Valentine's Day is a month away, and also we don't know what's going to be happening in terms of events being legal or illegal at that time. To which I would say, so what? You still got to make a plan anyway, or else your significant other is going to be mad at you. But the point I'm trying to make is that there is stuff being planned for Valentine's Day right now by event organizers on, I can see the events coming up on like Eventbrite and ShowPass. So obviously there is a little bit of confidence that things will pick back up. And even if they must be canceled because like the government won't let them go ahead in whatever capacity that they've, you know, involved other people, then you get your money refunded. So it's almost like you can buy your ticket and be on the safe side rather than wait and then not get a ticket, because I have a feeling that these events are going to sell out, because if things are going forward, everyone's going to be jumping on board like last minute because they're like, oh my gosh, we need Valentine's Day plans, like buy up whatever is in sight. So that's why I said plan your Valentine's Day now. What are you thinking about doing? And plus Valentine's Day is on like a weird day this year. I think it's on like a Sunday. Let me just check my calendar here. Yeah, it's on a Sunday. So I think people are wondering, like, do you go out Friday the 12th? Do you go on Saturday the 13th? Or do you push it to the Sunday and do something on like a weeknight where you have to work the next morning? So just giving you a little heads up to think ahead. What are you going to do for Valentine's Day? The fifth event that I have here actually didn't make it onto my weekly list that I posted. And the reason for that is because technically it falls into the next week because it's on Monday, January the 25th. But I wanted to give you a heads up in advance because this one sounded pretty cool. And I think it might sell out just because the previous event they did that was similar also sold out. I feel like anything that's going on right now has a high chance of selling out just because it's, you got a monopoly on people. You're the only thing going on. And also this sounds really cool. It's Burns Whiskey Night happening at the Delta Calgary South. And it's kind of the same concept as those concerts. So you get a traditional Scottish fare dinner with whiskey pairings you enjoy in your balcony, and then you can look out onto the atrium and they're going to have live music in that courtyard area so that you can enjoy the music and the food and have a fun night out. And I think that's a super cool, fun thing to do. It is on a Monday, so maybe it's like a little bit weird of timing and that's why it hasn't sold out yet, because their other event that was on a Saturday that was similar sold out. So I guess we will see. I think this one looks like a really fun thing to do. Normally I would switch to talking about the upcoming events I am involved in, but I'm doing literally nothing this week. So skipping on to restaurant news, I do have some news here for you guys. Continuing on with the vein of last week where we were talking about ghost kitchens, Jane Bond Barbecue opened their own ghost kitchen. It's called Urban Shack Fried Chicken. And you might have seen me posting about this on, I think it was Friday, because I did try Urban Shack Fried Chicken and it was so good. Like all of the stuff that came with like their 8-piece chicken pack was amazing because it came with some like really crispy, delicious fries. It came with this corn. The corn was like such a highlight for me. It was corn on the cob, but it was like a spicy corn on the cob with like some barbecue flavorings on it. And so good. And the chicken itself was really good. The thing that was like a little bit weird about it was that it's boneless chicken. So it's shaped like, I don't know, like the chicken you'd get from like KFC or something. But when you bite into it, there's no bone. So it's just like high quality, like white chicken meat. It's really good. And yeah, we had some mac and cheese with it. And what else came with it? I feel like I'm forgetting something. Oh, and the cornbread, that was it. The cornbread was really good. The whole thing was amazing. So highly recommend ordering from Urban Shack Fried Chicken. And that'll just be coming out of Jane Vaughn Barbecue's kitchen. The second piece of restaurant news for you, well, this is more coffee shop news. Do you like DeVille Coffee? Because they are opening a new coffee shop in Kensington. Well, I think it opened this weekend now, so you can officially go there. I love DeVille Coffee. Their lattes are my favorite. Like, they might be the best lattes in the city. I'm trying to think of one better, and I can't. Like, DeVille's is so good. They're just, like, extra creamy, and the coffee's amazing, so I might have to visit this new coffee place in Kensington. If you want to know their exact location, it is in the old Starbucks. It was right in that main area in Kensington, like, you know, the one that I'm talking about. You've been to that Starbucks before. Well, now it's in DeVille, which is amazing, which because DeVille's way better than Starbucks. Let's just be honest with each other here. Okay, so moving on to some more restaurant news. I have two pizza places I want to tell you about. One of them is Little Tavern Pizza. And this opened up, I think it was like at the end of October-ish, maybe beginning of November. And I haven't had a chance to talk about it on the podcast though. They are a thin crust and a New York style thick crust, which I'm not really sure what a New York style, because to me New York style is more thin, but they're saying New York style thick, so I don't know. But it sounds really good, and pictures look really good, and if you want to know where it's at, it's in Strathcona in this little pub style restaurant. I mean, restaurant's obviously not open right now, but you can order takeout from them, and they have pasta and some other dishes too, so looks like an amazing new pizza place to try. I have not tried it myself yet. The second pizza place that you need to know about is Pizza Culture. And actually my friends told me about this one. And I think some people on the internet did too. So I think this one's got a little more hype around it. People were highly recommending that I check it out. They opened at the end of November. They're on Edmonton Trail. They have a wood-fired oven where they cook their pizzas, and it's that Napolitana style with the very thin crust. And based on the pictures, it looks like it's a little bit like skimpier on the toppings, just because you can't do like really thick toppings on a very thin crust. Those two things don't go together. Yeah, it's the thin crust with like the light toppings is what you can expect. But apparently it's very good. My friends highly recommended Pizza Culture, so that's on my list of places to try very soon. So maybe I'll have to get that this week. The next piece of restaurant news I have for you, I don't know if you guys have heard this or seen this before. I kind of just stumbled across it. They have an account on Instagram. It's called At The District Beltline, and it is a new food hall, I'm gonna call it. It's kind of a mixed use space where they're gonna have like a little bit of office and retail, but also mainly, I guess, like food. So you can go there for lunch or like after work, because it's right downtown between, it's 11th Avenue and 2nd Street Southwest. So it's right across from, you know, where Native Tongues and the Beltliner are. I used to live in that neighborhood, so I know exactly where that is. It's right across the road from that, but it's in this like really boring looking office building that was like just gray, and like you would never pay any attention to it. But they're fixing up this whole building to make it like really like vibrant and add art and add lights to it. And they're adding like a, it's kind of an outdoor patio area, but they're calling it a shed. I feel like Market Shed is like a bit of a weird name, but basically it's like an outdoor place where you can eat, but also it's warm in the winter or something. It's like a covered patio concept. So the point is, this boring office building is getting a complete makeover to the point where it's not like a completely boring and unnoticeable to be this fabulous building that's a food hall, and apparently it's going to have a brewery or distillery included in it, and all this exciting new stuff. And based on the pictures of their Instagram, it's like well on its way, like mostly renovated to be this new thing. So I don't know when their opening date is, but it could be like sooner rather than later. So maybe it could be like this summer or even spring that we could be checking that out. So I will keep an eye on that and keep you guys updated as they announce their plans to open. The next section here is on brewery news. I don't have any brewery news other than from a personal perspective. I am not doing Sober January anymore. I'm sorry, guys. I fell off the wagon. Okay, so I did tell you at the beginning of the month that I was not committed to doing a full month, and my plan was to do 2 weeks and then reevaluate and potentially do a full month. Well, I did 2 weeks, reevaluated, and decided it was not good to do a full month. But I did feel like the 2 weeks was a good break for me to go from drinking daily to kind of breaking that habit and out of that routine. And now I feel like I could more choose to have a drink or not, and my default isn't just automatically having a drink every day. So I think it was good for me to take a little bit of a step back from drinking as much as I was. Probably the healthy choice, right? The next section is what I did last week, and I didn't do anything last week, which comes as no surprise to anyone, but what I did do, I was on a podcast with Jenna Matthews, her We Capitalize podcast, and she launched this podcast recently. It's for women in marketing, and I qualify because I'm a woman, and my day job is actually in marketing, and I guess if you count this Instagram stuff that I do, I'm in marketing on the side as well. Got marketing going all over the place. Yeah, so that episode will be released sometime in the near future. I don't know the exact date, but I can let you guys know when it's out so you can listen to the We Capitalize podcast if you're into marketing stuff. So that's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions or any suggestions about anything, feel free to send me a DM on Instagram. I really appreciate that you're here and you're listening, especially during these somewhat boring times. And also if you know anything going on, or if you even like have a suggestion for like people should go skating, or maybe you could go like make your own ice cream, or like, I don't know, some sort of suggestion for like content for me right now, feel free to reach out, because I am literally just inventing stuff to talk about every week. But yes, thank you again for being here. And before I close out completely, I want to give a shout out to my friend Trisha for leaving a review. I am now up to 30 reviews, so thank you so much for leaving that, Trisha. I did see that. If you were thinking about leaving a review, please do so. And I'll give you a shout out on the podcast. A personal thank you, because I love you so much just for taking a couple minutes to do that for me. That's super amazing. My goal is to make it to 100 reviews. Right now I'm at 30, so I don't know if my dream is going to materialize anytime soon, but I know that you can help me by leaving a review. Okay, and also I want to mention, if you're interested in advertising on this podcast, I do still have slots available, so you can visit yycsocialwolf.com/advertising for more info on that. And that is the end of the episode, so I will see you next week.